And as the president, he does not have the authority to negotiate with Mr. Ogilvie or anyone else.
School board member Barbara Seals Nevergold confirms newly elected board president James Sampson alerted board members in an email Sunday that a contract for Ogilvie would be presented this Wednesday.
Does not seem to be an opportunity to interview Mr. Ogilvie. The presentation is going to be made that this is the candidate. Here he is. Here are his credentials. Vote or don't vote. And, of course, with 5 votes, I'm sure that Mr. Sampson has lined those up.
Ogilvie recently retired after serving 17 years as BOCES superintendent and also worked in several area districts as a superintendent. Seals-Nevergold blasted Sampson for not being open and transparent about Ogilvie. Seals-Nevergold tells WBFO News she would like to hire an interim superintendent who had experience in an urban district and success at turning around a troubled district. WBFO News reached Buffalo Teachers Federation President Phil Remore. He responded favorably to working with Ogilvie, but he did admit the city district could be a big learning curve for Ogilvie.
Well, my concerns is that, I mean, Don is a good man, but he doesn't really know the inner workings of the Buffalo Public Schools. The people and all of the things that are a little bit different in Buffalo, so he's going to have somebody in-house, you know, that really knows what's going on. It's a shame that they couldn't find somebody in-house to do it that's already in the district, because there's some really qualified people, you know, within the district that know what's going on in the district.
The Buffalo News is reporting that Ogilvie could potentially earn the same $217,500 salary that former school superintendent Pamela Brown had earned. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.